What's Up, 40 Hats and More. When the young women of the Del Rio First Ward in Chandler, Arizona, heard about an orphanage in Zimbabwe that needed hats, they got right to work and started knitting. The young women already had an annual retreat planned to the mountains in northern Arizona, so they decided to knit hats while they enjoyed the fresh mountain air. I had a great time sitting and talking with everyone while we made these hats. We felt a sense of accomplishment, said one of the My Maids. Jessica White, another My Maid, said she was really glad to make time for service. She says that all the girls became so engrossed in knitting that when the leader suggested they go outside for a break, the girls wanted to stay inside and finish their work instead. The young women made 40 hats during the weekend outing, and many of the girls have continued knitting more hats since returning home. Value Quilts. Like other young women groups around the world, the young women in the Wyoming ward of the Grand Rapids, Michigan stake recently held their Young Women in Excellence. Each young woman and leader made a value quilt using the value colors and fabrics of their own choosing. This project began last year in March and was completed in November, so the quilts could be displayed for all to see. The girls learned how to choose fabrics, use a rotary cutter, sew a straight seam, bind and tie a quilt, and most importantly, work together. The young woman torch was embroidered or colored in the center of the quilts. Their satisfaction and feeling of having accomplished a major project is obvious from their huge smiles. Love, patience, and meekness can be just as contagious as rudeness and crudeness. Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, 1926 to 2004. The Tugs and Pulls of the World, Ensign, November 2000, page 36. Right away. What is one of your favorite mutual activities? You know, the one that was so much fun you've been hoping for a year to do it again. Maybe what stands out in your mind was an especially wonderful lesson. What made it so great and why did it touch you so deeply? We want to hear from you. Tell us what you like about mutual and what you do to get the most out of going each week. Send your submissions by December 30th to New Era, Mutual Ideas, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, USA, or email us at newera@ldschurch.org. Be Still My Soul. This is one of the oldest songs in our hymn book, See Hymns, number 124. The opening line of the hymn was inspired by Psalm chapter 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. Katharina von Schlegel, the author of this hymn, was born in 1697. Katharina loved the scriptures and knew them well. This song has references not only to the book of Psalms, but also St. John, Matthew, 1 Corinthians, and 1 Thessalonians. Katharina wrote this hymn to remind us to look to a future of purest joys restored, even amidst the trials and difficulties of this life. End of article. What's Up?